I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't get why more people aren't interested in this NBA Finals.
You know what it is? I think the Vegas line is skewing with my brain a little bit here, and I don't love when that happens, but sometimes it does. And I look at a 9-point dog tonight, and I know we can't count out Indiana. If anybody can't count them out, it's us. But there's something that's just lackluster about this whole entire thing for me.
I mean, is it the fact that Tyrese Haliburton is their best player and people still don't seem to respect Tyrese Haliburton?
No, if anything, I should be talking about how I don't think that the Thunder are an actual all-time NBA juggernaut the way that people are presenting it. And if I believe that, then you'd say the Pacers are way more in play than people want to give credit to. There's something about the series. I watch everything. I don't miss anything. I'll watch because it's on and I'm in front of a TV and I'll be there tonight. But it's just something about it. I already want the series to be over and it just started.
So I'm glad you mentioned just the expected competitiveness, because an overwhelming amount of people say what I feel like I was first on the moon with it. Like the second OKC locked in going to the NBA Finals, I was like, this is going to be a 5-game matchup. It's going to be OKC in 5. I will say, I'm glad you said that, because I do not care about market size. That is a media creation that people in Cleveland, well, I'm not going to watch it because it's OKC, meaning that we'd be more inclined to watch it if the Knicks were in it.
Oh no, yeah, I'm just worried about the competitive basketball that we're going to see. That's the real concern I have, and I'm trying to do everything in my powers to make sure that I don't let Vegas just warp my brain in thinking about this whole entire thing. But the Thunder, if they are the team that we thought they are and everyone's saying they are, then it shouldn't be much of a matchup.
All right, if the Pacers take game one.
That would be huge.
Does the series suddenly become interesting to people?
That would be huge. If the Pacers take game one, I don't know that it convinces people that the series will all of a sudden go 6 or 7 or anything, in some sort of magnificent way. But yeah, that'd go a long way.
So I ask that because this is where it does get real paper thin real quick. If the Thunder just blow the doors off the Pacers tonight, it's going to be hard getting up for game two.
For sure.
Like, I'm excited about the series going into it, and I don't think it's a very sports media, sports talk friendly series. Because
Not really. I mean, think about it. Stephen A. Smith didn't even know Jalen Williams' name until 7 days ago.
Which Michelle Beadle will tell you.
That's right.
And she'll tell you. And she'll tell you on Mad Dog Radio.
She's not doing good PR work for that man right now, is she?
Also, I don't know if anybody heard Chris Mad Dog Russo. If you guys didn't hear it, Stephen A. Smith is going to Mad Dog Radio, replacing Michelle Beadle's show with Cody Decker. And they let Michelle Beadle and her partner on air yesterday after announcing that they were getting murked in favor of Stephen A. And Mad Dog's takeaway today was, well, maybe we just shouldn't let him on air after we fire him. Yeah, you think?
Quick sidebar, if they decided to replace us with somebody, you want an email first? Somebody should tell us that, maybe?
Maybe. Listen, local radio's usually done this. You get silenced before you have anything to say.
You know what, though?
Historically accurate.
Well, let the bosses know. That's how I want it. If you're telling me that I'm gone, I don't. Why? What am
so
I going to do?
You want to be at Pesci at the end of Casino?
No, you never want to be Pesci at the end of Casino.
Isn't that the one where not Casino?
That's
sorry,
he gets buried alive.
No, Goodfellas. Walk, you think you're being a made man, you just walk in and then pew,
done.
Pew, pew, pew.
Exactly. Pew, 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 pew. Yeah, and just done. You know me. I mean, I wear everything on my chest. I can't hide it. I'm awful at like hiding my feelings, as you've seen. So I would just be, I would be miserable if I found out I was fired, then told to do jobs or to do shows. I'd be miserable.
I don't know how much they're paying me.
Every reference I would have, would go back to me losing the job and why I felt it wasn't the right decision. And I'd be like, Aaron Rodgers just took the job with the Steelers. Speaking of people giving another chance, I hope I get another chance one day because this company just let me go.
Just let it be known for the bosses here. My partner was in rehab for 3 months.
Not me, by the way.
Didn't hear a damn word from old boy Nick Dubs, all right? He just kept cashing those checks. Keeping his head down. He didn't have to murk old Nicky Dubs there. All right. That means I'll just keep taking the money as long as you want to give it to me. That's the point.
Oh, yeah. Well, hold on now. Is this the difference between doing shows and keeping the money or them just letting me go and I get no money in the 3 month process? No, even within that, I would just do a horrible job. I would do a horrible job. You need to just let me go when it happens.
Now, in fairness, I don't know how the hell we got here.
I don't know either. Oh, Stephen A. Smith, not knowing who third best player on the Thunder, arguably second best player in the Thunder is. On a 68 win team, and he's the NBA guy.
So I really am. I think what's interesting is, like, I think some people view this series as a turning of the page, meaning when we've had people on, it's, well, this is when the Thunder get theirs, and then the Thunder are the new team of the moment, and that's going to be the new mini dynasty. And that might come to fruition. But I think to me, that's also adding a layer of interest here. Like, I'm hoping the Pacers win. Because I think the Thunder, it's almost too easy for the Thunder because they haven't really had to make the hard decisions. Like, they've kept Holmgren, never had to trade him. I think they're just about to pay Williams. SGA got paid, but like that, like their most painful decision is, are we going to trade Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso? Like, I there's a part of me that's like, you got to make a Kevin Durant trade. You got to make some trade that risks bearing your booty in public. Because you know you got to win. You can't win a title without it.
I mean, this is the result of, in hindsight, just turned out an ultimate NBA trade fleece is all that is. The Clippers had to do what they had to do. But when you get SGA and then he morphs into who SGA is, like you're benefiting from all of that in a way where they set up for their draft picks. They set up to have more picks than anybody, and they're not even using them right now.
So I think that's the point. If OKC loses in these finals, they're going to be in a spot where it's like, all right, the Pacers were as good of a team as you're going to face, meaning like that's as easy of a potential matchup as possible talent-wise in the NBA Finals, where Tyrese, people in the NBA don't even seem to think like he's a superstar. Whether it's Holmgren, whether it's Williams, you're going to have to trade for that next – you have to make your Donovan trade.
Okay, but if they win, then they're going to fall into this false belief that they've created a juggernaut, and I just don't believe that's true. But
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit consumercellular.com/fax or a store near you. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But I'll have no evidence to support my other side of this this take. Because when you win 68 games and you mow yourself through the postseason, one tough series, one tough series against Denver, and that was it. Outside of that, they basically just ran through everybody. Like, they're, when this is done, if they go five games against the Pacers, they'll be looked at like the 96 Bulls. They'll be looked at like some of the very best teams the NBA's ever had.
I think
which is wild, because I just don't think they're anywhere close to that.
I think in part of the discussion about, you know, is this an interesting NBA Finals, I think what's really interesting to me is there's just not more hatred for the Pacers. Like, granted, it was Pacers versus Knicks. All right, that is, hey, would you like Satan to win or would you like Satan to win? Actually, no. The Pacers aren't Satan, even though we're still not happy with the way that series went and we think Mathurin's a D. But I do think it's really interesting. Like, usually, if you get beat in the second round of the playoffs or even the Eastern Conference Finals, this town will hate watch an NBA Finals. Like, all friends are like, hey, I don't even know who this team out of the West is. I don't even know who SGA is, but I want to see them put boots to booties on this Pacers team. And I don't even feel like we're getting that.
No.
I feel like the gradual takeaway has become with the Cavs. Now, we failed more than they succeeded. And so it's even taken the Mickey out of trying to get excited for this NBA Finals. And again, not for me. I'm incredibly excited. But I can't find anybody to talk about the finals.
Yeah.
Like, ahead of it, like, every time I'm like, hey, man, what do you think about the finals? Like, Thunder and five. It's whatever.
I saw Craig Carton on Lateral Hazard earlier today. He was talking about how he thought that this Pacers Eastern Conference run was one of the easiest in NBA history. Because he was like, the Cavs were injured. You ended up going through a Knicks team that was incredibly flawed. And he went through the whole gauntlet of it. And I was like, no, if anything, I give the Pacers credit for the gauntlet that I feel like they went through. Like, I don't look at this as like an easy path or anything like that for them. They're just not a team we discussed an absolute ton throughout the season as being this mega squad. And here they are.
I would love to know, year over year, if that was the same take for Boston last year.
Well, so that's why
I think Boston was the much more legitimate conversation.
That's the obvious clapback, and again, went very viral last year when the host in Boston were like, this is the easiest. Does it even count the same because it's so easy and everything associated with it? But something's off here. I can't quite pinpoint it. I don't know if it's the Vegas line. I'm not sure. Something's off. I'm just not overly excited for this game one matchup.
216-474-0092. So the NBA Finals do start tonight in OKC, Pacers versus Thunder. And the question here is just how interested in the NBA Finals are you this year? I don't think they're going to have good ratings, though. And I honestly do think it's more because of the way people perceive this series. I'm just going to tell you, if that's the only way you gauge these NBA Finals, you've already failed an analysis for the NBA Finals.
If it's just like, hey, I need the Lakers, I need the Knicks, I need a big name, I need a big brand.
Because that is, I mean, Jason McIntyre, who is hack as hack can be. Like, that guy.
We're taking a lot of media shots in this segment, aren't we?
I'm just going to tell you, I really wish that I could fail up the way that clown could fail up. No respect. No respect for Jason McIntyre.
Called him a clown.
Am I wrong?
I'm not calling him a clown.
Oh, yeah. One of us has some guts, I guess.
I'll bail on that one, yeah.
But yesterday, I prefer super teams. What a take. Yeah. What a take, man. It takes a lot of analysis to prefer.
He's a New York kid that now works in Los Angeles. What do you expect him to say?
To me, it's the same thing. I don't know. Evolve an opinion that's interesting. I know that's too hard. He's miniature Skip Bayless. But I do think, like, specific to this, man, I'm going to tell you, there are going to be a lot of takes about small market. I mean, even Adam Silver tried to get ahead of that yesterday, and they're all dumb. Like, this is for all the people who go, oh, got to have big markets out there. This is why the league's always loaded up big markets. I'm so glad I'm going to be at the cabin next week, because if it does go in five, I just don't have to hear that crap.
No, but the problem with this team is it's not the market size or anything associated with it. It's the idea more that the Pacers kind of snuck up on a lot of people as far as being this good. And the Thunder have only been, I mean, this is year two of them being considered one of the better teams in the West. It's not like they've been living in the top of the West standings for years on end. And so I think it takes a little bit of time. You have to have that exposure for a lot of NBA fans to really get used to a team, to get excited for a team, to watch these guys as often as possible. And the Pacers didn't have that exposure. Thunder have, but it's been a short amount of time, and the Pacers certainly haven't.
So this is why it's tough. I got to root for the Pacers. I can't root for OKC. They're formerly the Seattle Supersonics. I can't root for that ownership to benefit after what they did to the city of Seattle with the Sonics. And quite honestly, I think Sam Presti's bad for basketball. I think Sam Presti and the asset hoarding that has gone on in OKC, I think it is bad for basketball. I think it makes the draft less interesting. And overall, the idea that his success will just lead to more teams trying to copy that, nah, I'm out on it.
I'm rooting for the Thunder because I still feel bad for their fan base after the trio that left and Durant and Westbrook and Harden and how they thought they had this big super team and they made it to the NBA Finals. And then when they left, they just thought they were just going to waste away in this NBA world that does not reward teams like that. And it was impossible to build a team that would win 68 regular season games, etc. And I'm happy they've done it. I'm happy they pulled it off.
Is this an interesting NBA Finals? Browns legend Eric Metcalf will join us coming up in 5 minutes. We'll ask him about his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers going to Pittsburgh and what it might mean for your Cleveland Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.